Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome all, to the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Here's your co-host, Lisa V, and your co-host, Dawn Reese.
Hi, everybody, and thank you for joining us on this wonderful Friday night. You're driving down to the beach. Before we kick off, Lisa, I just want to thank a couple of our restaurants that are helping us.
Yes.
And number one, she drove all the way. Anna came down from Fromaggi's Pizza.
Yes.
And they're open from, welcome, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So you're open what time?
3 o'clock to 10 p.m.
3 to 10 p.m. And I'm super excited just to tell you what we have here. And they welcome you at Fromaggi's Pizza. Our main goal is to take two. I'm reading up my dad. And
scene.
Take two. We welcome you to Fromaggi's Pizza. Our main goal is to provide you with an experience, excellent dining experience. Our chef's expertise are focused on true origins from the land of Italy. Ingredients, combinations of interps with kitchen with authentic taste and aromas from amazing pizza, combinations, large variety of pasta dishes, friendly gluten choices, and visit Fromaggi at Pelican Plaza, Mandalay. It is actually right next to Hulk Hogan's place.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right there, right. So I'm looking here. The phone number is 727-351-7632. And again, it's www.formaggipizza.com. And the address, just to give you again, if you don't know the area, it is 483 Mandalay Avenue, 106 in Clearwater, 33767. So you also do parties, rehearsals, dinners, catering, and
yes,
more.
Yes, correct. And everything is homemade every day. We make everything from scratch. Dough, pastas, and appetizers.
That's amazing. Also, you have a new deli in the morning. You have some pastries.
No, we actually decided not to do that.
Okay.
So we're just focusing on, you know.
That's probably when I looked in the window when I was walking.
We're doing Italian bistro. We might be coming up with breakfast.
Okay.
You know, in the near future, but for now, we're just working hard to do everything every day.
That's wonderful. And so when you came up with this idea to come to Clearwater, what was your idea to move here and get this started?
Well, I came here before me and my best friend, we bought the restaurant together, but we came here beforehand, and I kind of like explored the area, and it was beautiful, and I just wanted to move here. I fell in love with Clearwater Beach.
I just hooked you up with my boss with our resort for our tours, and I said, we need to get this on the tour list for sure, which is great. So you want to read some of the menu, Lisa? I know we're going through. She was like going, oh, my gosh, this sounds so good.
I have already found why I will not have a bikini beach body. It's the crab and lobster ravioli. It's done. I'm done. And the fact that you said gluten-friendly, and right there you just nailed it, because I know I'm not the only one that suffers from issues there.
Yeah.
And
right.
That makes it to where you can eat out, because that's the hardest thing is you have to find what you can eat and what you can't.
Yeah, we can work around somebody's diet schedule.
Perfect.
You know. I even know the whole weight point program as well.
So. And we had pizza, everybody. It was delicious.
Very, very good.
Delicious.
Yes. Yes. And I'll tell you, for your families, you're looking for a family-oriented place, you can sit outside as well.
Yes, exactly. It has a patio.
Right there outside, yeah. Clear. Oh.
Yeah, right next to Hulk Hogan's place, right there. Hogan's Beach, right there. Just right, I mean, yes. You know, by the beach.
By
Hogan's.
The beach. Correct.
Yes. Right.
Correct. He used to have another place over there. I'm doing like 100% today.
Yes.
I want to thank you so much for being here, Anna.
Thank
We're going to be cutting her commercial very soon. And we're welcome. If you want to stick around with us, you're more than welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Don.
All right. So we're going to go to Steven's song real quick. I have a friend that sent me some music. He was a flight attendant friend of mine back in the days. And then I would hear his music. And then it was like techno. And he sent me this the other day. And I was in the car. And I just got chills. I'm like, wow, this music. Steven, love, this is for you. We're going to play your first song. We'll be right back.
Was walking that lonely road, almost gave up on hope. There was no one there to hold me, no one to show me love. Then you came here to free my soul. You picked me up when I was so low.
And that is Stephen Love, and we love that music. We're going to play a little bit more later on.
Yes.
And I know Lisa has some more shout-outs before we get to our major VIP guest in the house today. And Lisa, take it away.
Yes, I do. First of all, I need to give a big shout-out to Mi Carreta Bakery and Restaurant at 2705 54th Avenue North, St. Petersburg. They not only supply and donate food to our show every Friday, they have going to be partnering up with Beaming Hope Church in Largo, Florida, to supply and donate all the food for the outreaches that they do in communities. So when I say you walk in there as a stranger, but you leave as family from that restaurant, it is kid-friendly. They have, I believe, live music some evenings there. So when I say thank you, Marlon, and the whole Mi Carreta family, they have the best Colombian food. They have empanadas. We have pollo a la plancha, which is grilled chicken with rice and beans, and a few people have had it here, and it's delicious. We also have a beefsteak cebollado, and that is also with rice and beans. It's steak with onions and peppers. So when I say this restaurant has gone way above to help the community, And I do have a few more shout outs to some people. I need to shout out to Fernando and Garrett from Tire Kingdom in Claremont, who always make sure, because I drive a lot, that my car is handled. I have both Waffle Houses from Starkey Road and Gulf Boulevard. You guys keep me in my cheese grits, and it's wonderful. And I also have the Tires Plus here, Tyrone Square. Silas, you take care of the car when I'm not in Claremont. And there was a situation, I preach all the time of, don't you give up hope, don't you give up faith. And last Thursday, when I say I gave up, I really gave up. This might not have been the show that everybody would have hoped for. And there's a reason that I obviously have to say that I had given up to the point that I didn't want to continue living. And there's one person that God has used twice in my life, and I need to thank them. Pa, the other Mr. Vasquez, when I say you called and God used you as a vessel and reminded me that the closer you get to your blessings, the harder things are going to be, because you're doing God's work, and the other team, as I call them, the other team does not want you to do God's work. So when I say I know who I am, I know what I'm supposed to do, and I know that God has never left me. And anybody out there listening, please, there are phone numbers to call. You can message me. But when I say I literally did not want to continue, I had had enough of life. And that is hard to even say because my children, you know, are listening, and it's just hard. But somebody had to say something.
But not even that. God's behind the scenes working. And look at, you got to be in a movie with Anjani and sing your
song. Which wouldn't happen, right? Yeah. Right. I mean, to say that God literally said there's a reason you literally for an hour lost your business, were in debt. There's a reason. And then the next day it came perfectly clear why. And now I am going to be performing an original song in a movie called Coco, K-O-K-O. It's going to be filmed in June at the Nico Mussolini Dog Bar, which is my friend Tony and Cody's bar there. So when I say things could have been so much different, I gave up on God. I did not keep my faith. And when I say out there, trust me. 6 months from now, I'm going to look back and go, now I see why everything happened the way it happened. But please do not give up your faith, because God is the only person that has never left your side.
That's right. And when you don't feel like it's happening, that's when it's all happening. You just have to be patient and wait. And that's timing-wise, which
yes.
is, and thank
yes.
God you're here and you're
yes.
good to go.
Yes, I mean, I'm throwing it out there, and I'm sorry.
Well, that's
I have
a testimony.
To, I'm real. That's, I'm being real, and I
right.
cannot lie about that. I really was so lost, and nope, God said, excuse me, I'm working, like you said, working behind the scenes. You need to just let me do my job, because I've
right.
been trying to play him my whole life. Obviously I don't do a good job, so.
Well, and you're yeah. here now, and we've had so many
yes.
amazing co-hosts as well, and people that have worked with us with Hollywood Connections.
Yes.
We thank all of them, and we want to thank you for watching, as well as Facebook and our YouTube, and
yes.
106.1 FM, The Heat. And let me introduce to you an amazing team. I want to go back to the Gasparilla pageant where Stephanie Sims was at, and I was there with our resort, and I met these beautiful the couple doing photography and production. I was like, wow, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the Lord as well, and
mm-hmm.
talking about things, and then you were at Alex got to come over to the Gasparilla Film Festival and shoot for us, so we're excited. And they're going to be at the Christian Film Festival coming up, and we'll tell you more about that in a minute. But when I didn't realize you were not just production, you do so much more. You're a life coach.
Yes.
And tell us, welcome, tell everybody your name.
Hi, my name is Sarita Navin. I am from Nashville, Tennessee, but I was in Tampa for a stint and relocated back to Nashville, so I'm just excited to be here to talk about our vision and what we're doing and the impact that we're about to make on the community nationwide, not just in Tampa.
Well, I already have a lady I know. She could probably use you as a judge for the World's Tourism Pageant, and she's
oh,
in Nashville.
Okay.
I'm going to hook you up with
okay,
her.
Okay, great.
And I think that would be a great opportunity for
okay.
you to get in their program book
okay,
as well.
Good.
It's in July.
Good. Okay.
Hi, Terry.
Another
Hi,
Hollywood
Terry.
Connection right there. This show is real, everybody.
That's
we
right.
connect people.
That's
it.
Right.
So tell us your vision. What do you want to do?
Okay, well, it all started, Don, because I was very insecure with myself. Very insecure, to the point that I would create stories pretending to be something that I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lie to not only myself, but it was a lie to God, because God did not create me that way. So I decided that enough was enough, and I created Visionaries Initiating Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically about visionaries who are really igniting their purpose. I'm a visionary carrier. Mm-hmm. So it's like you come to me, you tell us, not just me, but you come to us, you tell us what your dreams, what your goals, and what you accomplish, and we set in motion. Now, I want to go on
record.
Wow,
that's powerful.
Yes. I want to go on record. We carry your vision. We do not do your vision, okay? So we push you, we ignite you into mm-hmm. position so that you can start with visionaries. And Alex pointed this out to me once. With visionaries, you are created to visionize, right? That's all you do. You come up with the ideas. You know, you get downloaded all these ideas. But then you have a plate in front of you and you don't know what to do with these ideas. Mm-hmm. So that's where we come in, and we pull together your team, and we help your vision flourish.
Wow.
So,
mm-hmm. Well, welcome, Alex. That's her husband.
Hello.
They're a team together, and an amazing team. Mm-hmm. So, you know, talking about visionary and prayer, as we do, and we add that in there. I've done that before. You probably mm-hmm. have heard this. When I was a flight attendant, I'm going to mm-hmm. add this in there. Mm-hmm. I was probably making $30,000 a year, mm-hmm. and I saw the sailboat, and I put it in my refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And little did I know, almost 9 years later, I end up marrying a man that we have a 37-foot sailboat. Mm-hmm. And not even that. There was a house in Phoenix I wanted before I moved to Phoenix, and I put it on my refrigerator. Magical refrigerator. Seriously. And so we ended
right.
up...
The visionary, right.
True. We ended up buying the house behind the house that I had on my refrigerator for almost a year.
Wow.
So, I mean, and that's happened more, or if I named mm-hmm. a bird Caribbean, mm-hmm. I ended up in the Caribbean as a mm-hmm. flight attendant. Mm-hmm. So those are things that I believe in as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have to speak your vision into existence. Mm-hmm. And the good thing, when Alex and I connected, he's a visionary. And it's crazy because, you know, I had relocated to Tennessee. He was in Tampa. And a client had introduced us. She's saying, he needs you, he needs you. And I'm like, no, you know, he needs you, he needs you. And sure enough, the two of us ignited. And I have to go on record. He makes VIP look good. Mm-hmm. It's really not me.
Explain what VIP is so everybody knows. It's
VIP is Visionaries Initiating Purpose. So you're the visionary, okay? You guys are visionaries. You see it initiating your purpose. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I know I felt you when you were sharing your story earlier. God gives everyone a purpose. Everyone. That's why we're created. For a purpose. So, but a lot of people are walking around not knowing what their purpose is or even know how to get that purpose started. So
they're kind of stuck in a, stop. Right. Like a pit
stop.
But
it's okay. You're visionary. Right. You're supposed to be stuck. But then you got all this stuff written down and all this stuff in your head and you don't know how to get it off the ground. So that's what we do. That's when we come in. We're like the visionaries initiating your purpose. So we're kind of like midwives. Mm-hmm. We help you birth your purpose. So, and that's how we do. That's what we do. I'm sorry.
Well,
Alex,
I don't know about the midwife
part.
Okay. But,
you may not be like the midwife procedure. Right?
In the sense of giving birth to something, because a lot of times clients come to us and say, well, oh my God, you brought my vision to life.
Yes.
And that's one of the main things that we do. A mm-hmm. lot of times a vision speaks 1,000 and a video is 1,000,000. So mm-hmm. if we can actually capture what you're thinking, and then make it into a visual presentation. We've literally manifested what you were thinking into this reality to help you get into position with your vision so that you can initiate and then drive it into the purpose of where it wants to go.
Some of the success stories that you've worked with, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, go ahead.
No, you go first.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, some of the success stories we've had, I mean,
I know, I had to think, so I'm like.
I mean, as far as a percentage, I'm gonna just throw a percentage out there, you know, 98% of the time we get, wow, that is amazing. You brought my vision to life. I mean, literally. Yes. I can go through text messages of one I just did a little I did some business cards for someone and their logo and everything.
Their branding campaign.
Mm-hmm. And literally, and she's a hairstylist, problem. So, and that's exactly what she said, you know, you brought my vision to life.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a very valuable place to be.
It is.
You know, it's humbling at the same time. It's empowering at the same time. You know, it's, but it's definitely something that keeps us going. Mm-hmm. I will say that.
Wow.
Also, you have a production and photography business as well.
Yes.
So that goes hand in hand with that on the side, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just to define it a little bit, I'm multimedia content creation. Mm-hmm. So it's developing any kind of a media content that you need to use for media presentation. Mm-hmm. So anyway, from graphics to video to audio, we collect stuff, we create stuff, and then put it out.
So, and you edit and everything?
Yes.
Wow.
Editing,
okay.
Special effects, mm-hmm. all the way from graphics to video film production.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, if we want to do like a website with Hollywood Connections to really have a website that has everything, there we have it.
Yes.
And another Hollywood Connection with Hollywood Connection.
Yeah.
And that's what's another thing that's kind of funny about it, because my name is Connects Multimedia LLC. So, and that's the same kind of value I brought into, because business is about connection. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't do anything solely by yourself. It's about how you connect with another and build a relationship and how you exchange with that individual.
Right. And it's helping, sometimes it's helping other people. And then when they're up to a certain amount of full, you kind of got to let them go and let them fly.
Exactly.
I've done that to so many people that are helping in the industry and they don't like it. They get fluttery and they're like, no, I'm comfortable. I want to be here. But then all of a sudden, I know that God's got something else for them to do. And then we just kind of say,
Push them out.
Right.
Yes, yes.
You know, and that happens. And I've seen so many success stories from my other reporters that are are doing their own documentaries and everything as well. Go ahead. We have a caller. Okay, Deidre is one of our reporters. She is our Hollywood International reporter, and she has a new crown and sash. We're so excited, and she's calling from South Florida. And Deidre, what is your question?
Hi. I like what you guys were talking about vision, and I wanted to ask, what are some of the steps someone can do right now to prepare for their vision?
Write it down.
Yes.
Start with, and it don't have to be fancy words. You can write a house. I do vision boards, so I also teach vision boards. So I sit down with my clients and I say, go through this magazine. This is the only magazine you get, and I want you to find just words to describe where you're at right now. That's all I want you to do. And then we're going to take those words and we're going to build from that, because what that's going to show me, it's going to show me your passion. So the first thing you can do is write it down. No fancy words. Write it down. And then after you write it down, I encourage people, this is so important, a lot of people don't do this, I want you to meditate on it for 2 weeks. Because, and the reason why I say 7 to 14 days, because we're so wishy-washy.
Well, here's the thing. I meditate and pray over it.
Yes.
And I write it down and I put it in my Bible.
Right,
seriously.
Right.
But I also put a date on it.
Put it
in my Bible.
Yep.
And within a year, I'll open it up and I'll see what God has done even more so.
Right.
And I'll put down extra blessings. And there's more extra blessings than what I put down.
Right.
That's really
try
good.
That at home.
Try
seriously.
That. Yes. And then meditate on it. And like Don said, put a date on it, because, you know, a lot of times we'll get started, and that's why I tell when I do vision boards, don't just do a vision board just so it look cute and hang up on your wall. Go and revisit it and start taking the stuff off that you've accomplished. And once you've done that, Alex always tell me, because I get frustrated because nothing gets done because we're so busy. And then they say, and then as soon as I get something accomplished, I feel good. And he said, it's just that one thing of getting it done. And once you see that it's getting done, you're starting to walk in your purpose. Align yourself with God first. Align yourself with Him first.
And, you know, your refrigerator, I mean, I'm going for water and juice. And so if I start to take more up there.
Just water and juice.
Yes, all those other goodies are there in there.
No pizza.
The pizza was delicious. Yeah. Actually, we have pizza. We have a pizza from Angie's Pizza here.
Yes.
And we had pizza tonight.
Micareta, yes.
It was so good.
Yes, and so they can tape it on the refrigerator as well, because how many times is it subliminally going into your mind?
Exactly, exactly. I even have a vision board by the toilet. So when I go to the bathroom, it's there, and it reminds me, okay, stay focused, stay focused, stay focused.
I think I can't remember what famous musician said, like, I do my best work, you know, on the toilet.
On the toilet.
I mean, some of the best songs. I'm going to find who that was and tell everybody. Who did it? Yes.
Exactly. So.
That's amazing. Good question, Deidre. We'll actually be right back. And then also, we're going to be right back with another another song from Steven and enjoy this, because this is where you got to think about this. What do you want in life? Where do you want to be? Write it down in the steps, and we're going to come back and find out how they got started doing this to help people.
Yes.
And I'm Dawn Reese. And
I'm Lisa V on 106.1 The Heat.
That's right. We'll be right back. As I Worship You by Stephen Love. And I'll tell you, when you worship him and you write it down and you pray over your vision, your goals, your dreams, and you give it to God and you keep doing your thing, and it will just eventually happen, or God has something better for you. But it is something you really, really want. And how did you all start out doing this?
Lisa, as I shared a little brief history about my story, I was at a place in my life, and just like Lisa had shared earlier, to the point that I wanted so bad to get to a place to where I wanted to give back, because so many people had given me a helping hand. And so with that being said, I created Visionaries Initiating Purpose. From Visionaries Initiating Purpose, LLC, came Crown On.
Okay.
Crown On is my ministry, and Crown On is really equipping women to be true to who they really are.
Wow.
From Crown On came VIP Elite Photography. So the photography came in because no one likes to see the real them. So I started just, you know, I've done photography, and actually someone was shooting me, and they said to me, you're so busy, you're always in control of the set, so it's hard to shoot you. So I knew then that I had to go again, align myself back up with my purpose. So we launched VIP Elite Photography, and from that we also have a podcast called Reveal the Real, and I also have a co-host named Lisa Tanya. So
yeah, God is not working behind the scenes. Yes. Here, people. I dare you to tell me this is it's a coincidence.
So what is your podcast about?
My podcast is about ordinary people doing and have achieving extraordinary things.
Wow.
So we see so much, and this is no offense to Hollywood, but we see Hollywood doing their things, but there's ordinary people that have accomplished extraordinary things. And I don't want to forget my other co-host, that's John Rogers. So we talk about life. We talk about things that we've gone through. We keep it 100. We talk about things from... Oh my God! From church hurt to anything.
And where can they go to your podcast? And what time that you're on?
We air on Monday nights at 7 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, and it's on Blog Talk. So just go Reveal the Real, and you'll find us.
Well, we need to bring you here to the station, we're on radio as well, stations.
I know.
So it's something to think about. I know
so
you're traveling, but
yes,
you can make that work.
Connection.
True. Mm-hmm. Now, also, did you have something that you visioned yourself, and it came true with prayer?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
About 22 years ago, a lady prophesied over me at a women's retreat. Mm-hmm. She said, I see millions of women surrounding you.
Wow.
And I'm like, yeah, right, you know.
What were you drinking? Is it 5 o'clock somewhere?
Right.
Maybe it's not your leaving church.
Was it a retreat for women?
It was a retreat.
Right.
It was a retreat at church.
That
and
was
I
the
was
special
still,
wine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was still hiding behind who I truly was, still lying about who I was. The real me hadn't shown up yet. So I was cool with just being on the choir and just pretending to be something that I was not. And I tell you, I was struggling with forgiveness at that time, guys. Mm. And once I forgave, things started happening. Mm-hmm. Things started lining up. I would never have imagined meeting someone like Alex. Mm-hmm. I mean, he pushes me. We're like oil and water sometimes. But I tell you, he pushes me to do my best work. Mm-hmm. He does. And he's been a real big blessing to me and to my vision. So it was just that when I realized what my true calling was, and it was to equip women to be real about who they are, because I, for one, was always fake about who I was.
Then what happened with the changeover? How did you feel when you changed it over from that point?
The changeover came, again, I was transitioning. I was running for something. I felt like David in David and Saul, you know. I was leaving a situation, and I had to relocate back home. And I remember crying because I felt so alone. Mm-hmm. And I just said, okay, God, I've decided to follow you. I'm done. I'm done pretending. I'm done. I need you to line up. I need you to tell me what I need you to do. At that time, we were launching a TV series and I was the PR for a television program. And it fell through. And again, Lisa, like you said, you feel that a failure is not going to work. And Alex was working with me on another project. And that encouragement, the talks we used to have, it just picked back up. Mm-hmm. And it just launched. I mean, and then once I started walking in it and started investing, back to the young lady who called, you really have to invest in your vision. Mm-hmm. You really have to pour in. You know, I work for the government in Nashville. Mm-hmm. So I still have to have PR. I have people that call in that wants multimedia stuff. I'm on the phone like, oh, did you get this done? You know, and so we're still... so So right. I'm still...
That's where the oil and water
exactly.
happens, right
oh,
there.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, what? And I know I have people that maybe mm-hmm. they're going through something or lost somebody or mm-hmm. and they're alone. What would you tell them from your heart? You know, you were there. Mm-hmm. You were there last week.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
What would you tell somebody that's out there, our listeners, that go, well, that's great. They've got somebody with them. She's got a great husband. Mm-hmm. You know, what would you tell them from your heart to them?
Ooh. Walk. Get up every day. I don't care right now if you don't have a job. I didn't have a job. I didn't have a job. Then I just got up and I just started walking. I started walking to, you know, I didn't have a car. I had to catch the bus. It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. I got up every day. I got up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you have to do. No matter how bleak it looks, you have to get up and you have to mm-hmm. walk towards what you truly want. You know what? God gives you that's the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. Now, he's just not going to. We can't go to the grocery store and pick it out. We got to work for it because mm-hmm. he wants to see how hungry are you. I know, Lisa. I know.
Our eyes are meeting.
This is meant for many people out there.
You have no idea.
And I hope it's blessing you.
The vessels in this room. I'm sitting here trying not to pass out. It's a good pass out, but she's looking at me. And I'm like,
I just want to start praying for you right now.
I know, right?
Well, then start praying for right now and for everybody that needs the help. Seriously.
Because doors, you guys out there, listen, purpose is in you. And that's the Alex is a deep thinker and he's a deep talker. It's in you. That's why we were created. But you got to know how to go in and grab it and get around people. This is so important. That's going to support you. And not going to put you down.
Well, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, we have family issues. I have to get mm-hmm. into. You're talking about forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And we have friends mm-hmm. that sometimes you get in arguments. And Amen. Then, like, our family gets in an argument. And we're fine in the next week. And mm-hmm. we're like, okay, I forgive you. And mm-hmm. then we go on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of other people that don't. They hold on to forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Or somebody that mm-hmm. says, hey, I'm like my mom's sister. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back before they were. They didn't talk for almost 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. And it was really sad, you know, to mm-hmm. see that. And then you see that happening in other families and situations. Mm-hmm. What would you tell them? You know, once mm-hmm. you forgive somebody, you let it go and you say, okay, God, I know they're going through something. Yeah. Somebody's going through something. Right. They need your help.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna let Alex go first.
Well, I mean,
unforgiveness.
One of the things that, as far as forgiveness, I mean, one of the things I would say to work through it, you know, is reprogramming your way you're thinking about it. I mean, one thing that I often do, I tend to switch the channel on myself, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? One minute, you know, you're getting into that downward, like, oh, I ain't did this, I ain't got that, this going on, I wanted to do this, and I never was able to do that, you know what I mean? And then you have to remind yourself of the things that you did do, the things that you did accomplish, you know, replace mm-hmm. that program, because the program is going to set in if you let it stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing with forgiveness and everything. If you hold on to the hatred of it, then it's just hurting you. Mm-hmm. You know, the other person probably off doing what they want to do. They have
exactly.
a good time.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know? So yeah. I would definitely just make sure to just let it go in that case. I mean, mm-hmm. when the opportunity arises, and believe me, the divine is going to bring that to that head right
mm-hmm.
there. Where
well,
you're going to get that opportunity to mm-hmm. get that forgiveness. But if you hold on to it got to be this way, then that's where you got to mm-hmm.
Well, even in my Bible, Lisa, too, and everybody, and Alex, and you know, I write down a forgiveness page of people mm-hmm. that maybe, okay, it wasn't the right time, there was something that happened, and I mm-hmm. say, okay, God, I forgive this person, I'm sorry, yeah, forgive them. And that's a matter of timing, and then I just let it go, because it will eat you up, and then it will depress you. Yeah. So you can't do that. Mm-mm. So that's my mm-hmm. way of dealing with it.
Well, another side of forgiveness that I'm dealing with, just because you forgive somebody doesn't mean they're supposed to stay in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I am dealing with so many wolves. I mean, you know, wolves in sheep's clothing. And mm-hmm. I mean, even mm-hmm. in my own family. And when I say, you got to give it to God, I am. And sometimes you really have to listen, even if it's not what you want to hear. And I mean, I'm listening. If he removes my family,
mm-hmm.
anybody, if he says that is not for you, that is mm-hmm. toxic, I'm taking it out, but I'm going to give you something better. Because trust me, I wouldn't have thought. In six months, I'm divorced. I'm on a radio show. I moved away. There's the good and the bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you would ask me, you know, back in October, if I thought I'd be divorced, I would have thought you were crazy. Mm-hmm. So God had tried to do certain things in my life, and I didn't listen. And that's where you can forgive somebody, but you don't mean, doesn't mean that to be in your life. I forgive you, and I love you, and I wish you well, but peace out, you know?
And a lot of people forget, as long as you do your part, you can't worry about what everybody else say.
Right.
And when God says, let it go, and this is the visual that I put in my head, don't be like a dog licking its vomit. So if you go back to pick that up after you've been instructed not to, it's like a dog licking the vomit.
Wow, you just nailed that on the head. I'm like, whoa, that is perfect.
Do that.
You're right.
Yeah, you know,
if God took it away, why'd you go back?
Why would you go back to that? So,
exactly.
So, you know, you've done your part. You've let it go. You and God are on one accord. That rest is on them. You don't worry about what they're doing. You don't.
Right. Because God makes it more clear. The more you listen. I mean, a lady about 5 years ago, I'm in Publix. I've never gone to this Publix. I'm buying like buy one, get one free Gatorade, which I don't even drink. So I'm like, what am I doing here, God? And then she passes me. And I was, you know, this is 10 years ago. So I'm 25. No, I'm kidding. I'm 38. And she's probably late 40s, early 50s. And she bebops on by. And she turns and she says, wow. So I'm thinking, okay, she's on a Bluetooth and she's not. Yeah. And you're talking. Yeah. And she says, you are going to change thousands of people's lives.
See,
that is amazing.
Right. And look at your
voice.
That
is so cool. And she walked away and I'm like, oh, where I'm gonna follow her. She go to the beer and wine aisle. You know, what is she doing? And more than one person in the last 6 months has said things that I've prayed about or thought of, and then they'll say and look me dead in the face, and I'm like, oh yeah, you're another message, a vessel from God, and here we go, you know,
Lisa,
down I go.
I was at a doctor's office. I called Alex after the doctor's appointment, and my doctor is taking notes, and he's writing, and he looks at me, and he says, wow, and I'm thinking he's found something wrong, and I'm like, what is it? He said, your anointing is so powerful.
Yeah.
Pastor Pal in my church always says, and I can imitate, she has a beautiful accent. She says, you have an anointed voice.
Right.
God gave you that voice not to just talk, but to sing for God.
Sing. There you go.
And I said, okay, I got this. I can sing rock at night, and Sunday I'm, you know, singing for the Lord. So.
Well, you know, that's when somebody came to Walmart and they found you and they brought you to our church.
She did.
Right.
I cried 4 hours the night before and said, God, I go to a Walmart I've never gone to, Pastor Anita. Finished lunch early. She works at the hospital. Mm-hmm. And as soon as she got done early, God said, there is a lady at the Walmart that needs you. I'm pushing my cart. Mm-hmm. And the story's, you know, very funny, the 30-second version. Mm-hmm. I'm pushing my cart and I see this lady wave. And I literally say, oh, God, I do not have time for this lady.
Right.
Once she came and explained everything, we cried at my car. I almost fainted three times because everything I said to God last night is coming out of this lady's mouth in a Walmart. Mm-hmm. The Walmart right there across from the veterans, you know, hospital. Mm-hmm. We joke about it because she doesn't go there and told go find, and as soon as she saw me, God said, that's her.
Right.
But also in church, when I'm sitting there and you're singing, God says to me, now I know because my co-host, her husband had passed away and our prayers are still with them. And it was a timing, I was changing some things on the show with extra co-host and VIP guest and other guest co-host. And God said, Lisa needs to be on the air with you. She needs to be on the air. And all of a sudden, and voila, here you are with this
and
happening.
I had a dream, God, a vision that I was I was either in a radio studio or a recording studio. Well, I'm doing an original song for a movie. It's pretty much all.
And
so
that's how,
God exists, everybody. He's really real.
And that's how we're here. You know, Alex has been saying, we need to broaden. Yeah, we need to hire people. We need to broaden. We need to hire people. And so I ended up doing the photo shoot. Had no idea. Just saw this lady walking around with this mic. And I'm like, okay, she's getting on my nerves. I need to have a shoot. You know. And lo and behold, yeah, she was so cute. And you know, spirits know, recognize spirits. Mm. Likely Amen. Spirits recognize spirit. And we instantly started talking. I had no idea she had a radio show. Alex even asked me, what is she doing? I said, I don't know. But she just
she called me off guard. Yeah, I'm like, I got a radio show and you want to go do it now? And then I'm like, huh? Yeah, okay. What you want me to say?
So, and Alex is like, here is talking about VIP, and I got my Connect shirt on. I don't even have a VIP shirt on.
Seriously, I was not expecting that. Because, you know, I play the back behind the scenes role a lot of times with a lot of, you know, a lot of vendors that I work with. So it was like catching me. I'm like, oh, no, you should be talking to her. But well, I didn't want to, you know, interrupt it because she was in the middle of taking the photo. So I'm like,
And they're an amazing couple with the photography and production. We're going to be right back with one more song. We're just going to go back to Stephen's third song. And I hope these songs bless you. I hope these words of wisdom from what we have a powerful team here that can help you. And we're going to come back and get their information. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. You know, this is Hollywood Connections, but we also care about your health, your life, your wellness. And we are going to do some more shows on that as well.
Yes, we are.
All right.
It's all in God's hands. All part of a master plan, no need to be afraid of what the future holds. Only God knows. Just let Him show you the way. Gotta believe. 'Cause God's always there for you, for me. You just gotta
I don't know if you all know this. We're talking behind the scenes. And when Stephen sent this to me, I had them all together. But how the show flowed today, it went with everything that we were talking about. So, Stephen, when God woke you up to write that music, it went for today's show. And what a message.
Yes.
Very what a strong message.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, in the meantime, so where do they get in touch with you? You know, you're in Nashville. I mean, how many days are you back here?
I usually try to come back home about once a month. You know, I got to keep them satisfied. So, about up once a month.
We can keep them busy. I know we've got we've got actually the International Christian Film Festival coming up. We're not going to play that right now, but because I know we have like 7 minutes and it's about 60 minutes. And then we also have, oh my gosh, Sunscreen Film Festival's coming up on the 25th. We're going to be on the red carpet.
Yes.
Very excited. We also have on Johnny's event coming up May 24th. May. He has a film festival, so we're going to be running those commercials.
Silver Screen.
That's coming up. So before we end, any last words from anybody? First, I want to say Anna. Just Fromaggi's Pizza is amazing.
Thank you so much.
Very good. And your hair is amazing.
I'm loving the color.
Very sassy and jealous. Fun.
I love your hair.
Very jealous, right?
No, your hair is amazing. I just love the way she did it.
Oh, Clydie, she's amazing. Yeah. And I put her up there today, and I went over, and I love how she straightens it. And, you know, any other last words on your pizza and what other?
I mean, you can come down and try it. So far, I have great reviews. We have great reviews in our restaurant, and everybody loves our food, so you're more than welcome. We're there every day, 7 days a week, so... Welcome to Fromaggi.
Yes. And I just have to shout out because Bobby Hill just said next week is the 19th. We have Keith from Alexa Model and Talent.
Yes.
We're going to be auditioning talent. And then we have Bobby Hill Casting that's going to be here. So we got Hollywood Connections, finding
Bobby
more
Hill,
talent. Yes.
I helped her. Remember, she caught her. I didn't even know. She said, would you please help me, dear? And she had caught her bracelet at the Gasparilla. Remember? I didn't even know I'd met her.
And she has a VIP guest from her church that she's bringing. So that's going to be very powerful as well. Oh. So if you're talent next week, you can audition for Keith if you need an agent. He is a SAG agent. So please inbox me or call 727-871-7788. And also, any last words?
Yep. I just want to encourage everyone that was listening tonight to please, please don't just let your purpose sit stagnant. Walk into it.
What happens if somebody doesn't know their purpose?
Call us, BFP, Initiate Your Purpose. Give us. We're on Facebook.
We're on Facebook Live.
VIP Initiating Purpose.
Okay, what does that remind me of? The movie The Jerk with him? I found my purpose.
Yes. Wow, showing our age.
I went to comedy school. I can't help it.
That was good.
It's okay.
Because that's what you're going to say when you leave us. I found my purpose.
That'll be on the headline of the video.
Right.
Now, remember, tomorrow is the Blues Festival. I'll be working that with our resort. Come and say hello. Sign up for our tours. We've got great gifts and tours, so that's another thing with Arcadia Resorts. I'm excited. In the meantime, I have a special song I want to play for Lisa. We're going to end with her favorite song that I just found out tonight, and I hope you enjoy it because I love it, and I love the Bee Gees. And
you did. You found. I was singing in the car. I love that song. I want some man to sing that I'm more than a woman to me. You're out there, and God tells you you're my future. 727-441-3000 for the radio station or message me Facebook. No, I'm kidding. God is working with me now. So.
And 2 weeks we have another two film directors for the International Christian Film Festival. I've been nominated for the best talk show host. I'm really tickled about it. You'll be all there with me as well.
We will be there.
Yes.
And who knows what God's going to do. I hope, remember, get down on your knees, start praying for what you want in life.
Yes.
And put your things on paper and put it on your refrigerator.
Put it on your refrigerator.
Yes. And your Bible.
Take it with you.
All right.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Bye.
Enjoy. Lisa, this is for you.
Thank you. It's Lisa V back from Hollywood Connections. I want to remind everybody, www.beaminghope.org. That is my church. And tomorrow at 10 o'clock, you can go to the church, and they are going to do an outreach tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. So please, anybody, if you want to do something, you want to pay it forward, please go to the website, www.beaminghope.org.
And what are they
going to
do there tomorrow?
It's going to be outreach. So they're going to, everybody load up, and they're going to go to, I'm not really sure where, my bad, but they are going to go out and they're going to minister and bring people to God, and food and wonderful stuff. So please.